From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The housing market continues to strengthen. Home prices nationwide were up 5.9% this year, over a year, in this past January. They reached a 31-month high. That is the latest in a string of indicators that has Marketplace's economics contributor Chris Farrell a little concerned. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Sabri.
So, Chris, what's behind the strengthening that we're seeing of the home market?
Well, Sabri, I think there's a couple of factors that are behind it. I mean, one is job growth. I mean, the job market is healthier. Probably more important, the leading edge of the millennials are getting older. They're more established in their careers. They're starting to settle down, and we're seeing more millennials coming in as first-time home buyers. Interest rates. You know, the forecast for interest rates is they're going to go up this year. But the most important factor seems to be a limited supply of housing available to buy, especially for that critical first-time home buyer.
Bidding wars are nothing new to, I think, New Yorkers, but sounds like bidding wars are becoming a thing again, becoming common again.
Boy, they are. Here in the Twin Cities, where I'm based, everyone's talking about multiple buyers and people stretching to buy. And when I travel around the country, I'm getting that same story. And, you know, two national indications of this shrunken supply. First, the housing inventory in December. That was at its lowest level since 1999. Now, that's when the National Association of Realtors started collecting that number. But the other thing is Zillow, the online realtor. They have this calculation that there will be 3% fewer homes for buyers to choose from this year. And you think, well, 3%, that doesn't sound like much, does it? But 3% actually is a big number if you think that inventory is already so low.
Why is inventory so low? Why?
So I think this is, to a large extent, a consequence of the downturn. Is that the right word? Maybe catastrophe that we had in the housing market. There hasn't been a lot of that sort of expansion in the supply of new homes that would drive down the prices of existing homes. And I also think a lot of people have decided that the economics of remodeling are more attractive than the economics of selling and moving.
Chris, you know, this heating up the market, multiple bids, buyers stretching, honestly, it sounds like this is going to be very rough on a lot of first-time home buyers.
I think there are too many people stretching to buy, you know, getting caught up in the enthusiasm. And there was this article by David Blanchett. He's head of retirement research for Morningstar Investment Management. And the title of the paper was, "Is a home a risky asset?" And his answer was, yes. And you should keep that in mind before you stretch to buy.
All right. Chris Farrell, Marketplace's economics contributor. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.